What's up, guys? It's Amplified with Jordan Emanuel. Today I have an incredibly special guest, my friend, my hair guru, and now fabulous singer, Milan.
Hi!
What's going on?
What's up, boo?
It's been a minute.
Yes, it's been more than a minute.
It's been at least three.
Three long, what's hard it? Minutes.
I mean, tell me about everything, because the last time we saw each other was... when?
Definitely pre-COVID. It's been years. It's been a couple years.
Like, I don't even know the occasion.
I know.
A lot has changed.
Yes, girl.
Tell the people who you are, what you do, what's going on. Give us the tea.
My name is Milan Gianni. I am a celebrity hairstylist, recording artist, and entrepreneur, hard worker, you know what I'm saying? Up in these streets.
Seriously.
You know, I have a new project that just came out. It's called 937. And I'm just out here promoting, living my best life, performing. I just performed the other night. And yes, I'm here to come and celebrate Miss Jordan, this amazing Amplified podcast / show.
Yes.
I'm just living and I'm so proud of you. I wanted to come and talk to you to share all the info and catch up because, yes, you know, it's been a while.
Yes. And I feel like music has always been one of those things that, you know, whether it's playing the background of our sets or we're dancing to Creep.
Exactly.
That was the last time you were here at Chloe's Corner. Yep. In our pajamas.
Yes, 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 so yes. We always have a moment.
So I'm going to be asking some questions.
Yes.
And I'm going to play some games.
Ooh.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your journey with music, with singing, mm-hmm, with dancing.
I started really, really young. I've been training my whole life. First, I started out as a dancer. I went to performing arts high school. And then from that, I've always been able to sing, but I didn't have the money growing up to do the training and all these different kinds of lessons. So I had to get in where I fit in, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And train myself and really, really, just really have an idea in my mind of how I want my sound to be, how I want my look to be. And I always just really worked towards that and everything that I was doing, even though it had nothing to do at the moment with me being a recording artist, but it was always okay, I'm going to do this to the fullest. So one day when I have my tour and I have my show and it's my time, I'll be ready to have the dancing, the acting, the all the different, the parts, the moving parts that it takes to be a recording artist. So,
right.
So starting out with that, then later on, I went to school for musical theater out here. I went to AMDA, American Musical Dramatic Academy. Whoop, whoop. Jason Derulo, Janelle Monáe, you know.
Okay.
They went there. My alumni brothers and sister, you know what I'm saying? The Black Trio.
Yeah.
It's us. But so I went there, and they really, really, that was my first time acting. So they really, really, that was the most hardest, most rigorous experience of my entire life. It's literally college on drugs. It's not a normal school. It's where you go if you want to be you're training for the Olympics, mm-hmm, for artists, but they don't train you to be a recording artist there. So I went there for musical theater. So it was a lot of classical training. And then performing in the city, I actually met my sound engineer.
Okay.
And after I met him, changed my life. Literally changed my life. He helped me create my sound. Mm-hmm. Just really nurtured me through the whole recording process and taught me what it meant to to be out here in these streets and really have people take you seriously. So that's when I really started to fine tune this process and work on the project. I'm 937 because I actually started recording it in 2018.
Okay.
We met in 2017. Started recording that project 2018, and then just over the years, just adding the layers to it and voila.
Yep. So who would you say are some of your icons, some people who, you know, those aspirational people from a singing standpoint?
Yeah.
Who are they?
So my number one person when it comes to inspiring me musically as a recording artist, mm-hmm, has to be none other than the Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Come on. Beyonce. Who would you think it is? I mean, come on.
Sing, not the blonde hair.
Not the blonde hair. Sing, dance, and, you know, you just
just giving life, like the queen,
Beyonce, Brandy.
The queen.
The queen, the vocal Bible, Brandy. Really get my tone, my texture, learning to play with different vocal dynamics. Who else? Mary J. Mary J. Blige. Blonde hair, brown skin, you know what I'm saying? Mary J. I love her down, how she emotes and really, really pours her soul and tells her life through her music. I feel like no one does that better than her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's like the original, like the blueprint for feeling, emoting it, and letting it be raw, and then having people like take finding their story and their voice within that. And then, not last or least, Michael Jackson. Actually, was my first performance ever watching was his Super Bowl performance. And I won't tell you how old I was, because you're not going to do the math on me.
Yes.
But I was very young, very young, very, very, very young. And I was watching it with my grandmother. And my grandmother was a Michael Jackson fanatic. Mm-hmm. And so she would record all the award shows. Award shows like a thing in our house. Mm-hmm. Like we was clapping, like she had us all sitting there. It was
really in the audience. It was
We were here. We were like at the Super Bowl, like sitting there. And I just remember him just like standing there and like just having that presence and that command over the audience and making them wait. Yeah. And then like just the passion and the ability to know that things are bigger than yourself. Like Michael always had a vision to like heal the world, mm-hmm. and it was always a bigger message. Mm-hmm. And that's how I am. So I take that from him. And one more, Prince and Whitney Houston too. That's it. Whitney, the voice, obviously. Yeah. Whitney is everything. And we're both Leos. You know what I'm saying? And we both come from the hood and we both fabulous and like princesses and like, you know what I'm saying? So Whitney,
yes,
you know, and Prince, because he's like the style sex icon, like musically playing all the different instruments, experimenting with different sounds, him giving back, developing artists, reaching back into his community and helping those. That's what I'm about as well. So Prince too.
Amazing. Yeah. So now we're going to move into the rapid fire.
Ooh, rapid fire. I feel hot already.
Yes. You're in the hot seat. I'm going to give you, you know, a prompt, mm-hmm. you know, some of the first song and or artist and or answer that comes to mind.
Okay.
Favorite song?
Brandy, Full Moon.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that. Favorite album?
Oh, Beyonce. Beyonce.
Right.
The one with the pink rider.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Drive a roll up the partition, please.
I think that's my favorite album, too.
Girl.
I loved 4-2.
Oh, yes. 4-2, because it definitely had End of Time.
And yeah.
It was a moment. 4 was a fashion. It was a fashion moment. It was a time when Beyonce was like, listen, I'm not here to play. Like, y'all gonna put some respect on my name. Put some respect on.
Yep.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So.
Okay. So what's your favorite music video?
My favorite music video. Oh, Michael Jackson, Bad. Period. Okay. Stop playing.
Favorite solo artist?
Favorite solo artist? Beyonce.
A song that people would be surprised that you like.
Who won't smoke with me? Who won't smoke with me? Who won't smoke?
Would that surprise people?
Would it? Well.
No.
Well. Okay. I got another one for you.
I got another one.
Would you be surprised about? You know what I'm saying? I listened to a little bit of, I don't think people are surprised at anything at this point. One of my favorite songs that you guys probably wouldn't know that I know is Selena, If I Ever Fall in Love.
Okay.
Stop playing. Selena, iconic.
Okay, cool. What's your favorite TV show soundtrack?
Soul Food.
Oh. you brought it.
Soul Food. The intro song on Soul Food.
So is that your favorite theme song as well? No,
my favorite theme song would be Kim Possible.
Okay. I'm
here to sing the world. It gets up because I'm Kim Possible. Come on now. You're little...
That's a first. That is a first.
And the Proud Family.
I knew I was waiting. Wait. That's the one I was gonna guess. I thought, and I like the little new one too. The new one is cute.
I haven't heard it. I haven't heard
it's
it.
It's cute.
I heard the Proud Family, the new one, was like different.
Oh, it's different. All of them are. I feel like all these shows are different now. But you can't. You have to. If you try to do the original, you're gonna fail. The expectations is too high.
I agree.
You have to remix it a little bit.
I agree.
What's your favorite movie soundtrack?
My favorite movie soundtrack would be. We going to say Black Panther because I'm black.
You know, my last guest said Black Panther too.
Cause we black.
Wakanda forever. Favorite band or group?
My favorite band or group. Mm-hmm. Okay. So a little fun fact, right?
Okay.
So my, obviously, if Beyonce is my favorite, then Destiny's Child would be my favorite group. Cause that was.
Okay, fair.
Like you couldn't tell me nothing, right?
Okay.
Fight for my Beyonce. Mm-hmm. But my other favorite group, cause I'm a girl group fanatic. Like I used to live for a good girl group with a good vocal and a dance.
Period.
Danity Kane.
Oh, I love
Danity Kane and the Pussycat Dolls. Put some respect on Dawn Richardson. Richard. I'm sorry, girl. I love you. And Nicole Scherzinger. I'm sorry. I know I messed up your last name too, but I love you too.
I think it is Scherzinger.
Oh, period. Yeah. Nicole and Dawn.
Okay.
Iconic. They literally, like, what I loved about them, I loved their camaraderie with their group. You know what I'm saying? They had a leader position, but they always made sure that they blended well with the group. And when it's someone else's moment to shine, they allowed them the moment to shine. But then they don't dumb it down for themselves, but they just raised the whole bar. And then they're really, really multifaceted with the different elements. And they're more than a pretty face. I love people that like are more than a pretty face, like you.
Oh.
How you are gorgeous on inside, outside, philanthropist, always helping people, always. You're literally the same person that we met like in here. Like
on that shoot.
Yes.
That's when I had blue eyeshadow on. Was it blue?
No. I think it was purple with
it was
the pink
purple.
Hair.
No, the one for Gita.
Oh yeah.
I think it was Blue Shadow.
Yes. How was Miss Gita?
I spoke to her, but I haven't seen her, but I'm about to shoot with her photographer.
Oh my god.
So that'll be fun.
That's so fire.
Yeah.
I'm friends with Kristen. All the girls.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so fun.
That was an iconic shoot.
That was fun.
That was an iconic shoot. Oh my god, so that was the first time that we met. That is how we met. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah, that was
a
wild.
Oh my god.
It's crazy.
Oh yes, and I got that gig. I'm sorry. Mess up the church's money now. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I don't got it. I can't buy it. But no, I remember the first time that we met, I actually got that gig from a coworker that I had worked with at, worked at Hotel Chantel. I was a server there.
I remember her.
And
her? The girl.
Yeah, it was a girl. Yeah. And she was on a trip and she had met Gita on a flight. And she got her information because
that's
she's a makeup
how they
artist.
Met?
And then she hit her up because she was looking for hairstylist.
Right.
And then she referred me. And then we met.
I found that job from an app.
Yes.
And she booked me off the app.
Oh my god.
It's craziness.
Literally.
It's crazy. we gotta put up the pictures. I gotta find the pictures.
Girl.
Okay, so if you could sing a duet, I have a feeling I know this answer, with someone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Beyonce.
I know. Is that who you would have a drink with if you could?
Yes. No. If I could have a drink with anybody, it would be Rihanna.
And what would you drink?
I would drink whatever she wanted, because I love me some Riri. And actually, I need to add Ri to that list also, too. I need to add her in the Beyonce,
Brandy,
Whitney. Rihanna. I'm sorry, Ri. What am I thinking?
Say that one more time.
I'm sorry. I need to add Rihanna, Riri, Bad Girl Riri.
Bad Gabby.
Fenty Beauty to that list. You know what I'm saying? Because Miss Riri has been the blueprint, the style, the look, the edginess, the sound, the voice, and now taking over the world with all of her business endeavors.
Yeah. And her maternity.
And the maternity leave, having the baby. Yeah. Having a baby, the maternity leave is the maternity body, the maternity clothes, the maternity is really, really giving. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I just really, really love everything. Her personality is really down to earth. My father is from St. Lucia. He is a Rasta. And so I've always had like a really, really close relationship with Rihanna. I've always felt like super, super like close. Like, you know, we known each other from Pond and Replay, which we will know each other. We will go out for drinks and we will key and we will do music. And she's my other collaboration, Rihanna. So when she comes back out with her music, she'll be making music with Milan Gianni.
Period. And you can do her hair as well.
Slay you a wig. Slay you a wig for the video. You know what I'm saying? Me and Yusuf, we do a little collab. You know what I'm saying? Get you in some Milan Gianni hair.
You heard it here first.
Period. Because our stylist Yusuf is amazing. I love him. He's everything. And when you guys need some hair, let me know. Because I got you.
Okay. All right. So that was rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Now
coming in hot.
Spicy now. The next portion, I'm gonna give you a word. I'm gonna give you five in total.
Okay.
And you're gonna give me the first song that you think of. It doesn't have to have the word in it, just where it takes you.
Okay.
The first word is zone.
Zone. Why I think about the auto zone? Get in the zone. Auto zone. I don't know, girl. I was thinking about an auto zone song. That's what I came up with.
Okay, that's pretty wrong. That's the fun of this, is to see how different minds work. I was gonna go Britney in the zone, but auto zone is zoning as well.
You know, it depends on what your preference. You're trying to fix your car, fix your body, yada yada yada. Saying auto zone, Britney Spears, get in the zone.
Yeah. No. Okay. Next word is hair.
Hair. I wear my hair back and forth. I wear my hair back and forth.
Willow.
Willow.
Willow Smith.
Young Willow.
Young Willow.
Young serving Willow.
Period. Swerve.
Swerve. Swerve.
It's the thinking face. That's just gonna be a whole montage of like
Swerve. Real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga. Real Birkin bag, hold 5-6 figures.
Come on. My ass. What is that? Act Up?
Yes.
Act Up. Mm-hmm. Okay, Act Up, City Girls.
City Girls. Swerve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my song, La La La. I got a part. It goes.
Okay, come on now. We're going to do it. Boy, you do
think
it.
You. Wait a second. Think you saying something you ain't really saying nothing. All I ever hear is La La La.
Okay.
Boy, you need to hush. We both know you is the bluff. All you ever do is la, la, la. Capping ass whack niggas, flexing ass joke niggas, ain't gonna get this, nah, nah, nah. Oh, you think I'm playing? Fuck nigga, I'm just saying, you can miss me with the la, la, la. That's the original. Off my project 947. Swerve.
Hashtag swerve.
Hashtag swerve. Everyone is hoes. The la, la, la. Period. That's how it starts. I said la la la. Period. And then the verse starts.
I live for it. Okay, thank so the you. Next one is river.
River. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Oh, cry me a river. Oh, cry me a river. Justin Timberlake.
That's an iconic one. That's an iconic
what?
One.
What? He said, tell me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me when you call me on the phone.
He and Timbo had some amazing collaborations.
Listen.
I mean.
Cry me a river.
Iconic.
Oh, cry me a river. Oh, cry me a river.
Okay, vocals.
Cry me a river. Oh. Thank
okay.
you.
So, next word and final word is lame.
Lame?
Mm-hmm.
Lame. No, I don't want no scrub. Scrub me, and I can't get no love.
That's
from
like
me.
The lame boy anthem, like the fuck boy anthem.
It
so like
is.
A rebuttal.
It's
also my go-to karaoke song.
It's the best karaoke song. It's the best song for everything.
It's like a universal tone that I feel like people like me who can't sing can still thrive and Period. Sound like we're doing a little something.
You sound like you are living.
I'm chilly.
You are giving.
I'm chilly.
Which says, a scrub is a guy that thinks he's finest. Listen, yes. Also known as a always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his broke. So, no, I don't want your love.
They had iconic fashion.
They too. Did. They really did. They were the first ones with the edginess. Okay, period. I'm sorry. I don't mean I'm supposed to be adding people to the list, but I gotta add them. I have to add them to my favorite groups list.
Oh my god,
you cannot tell me I was not chilly growing up. Stop playing with me.
T-Boss too.
I thought I was all of them. No, like literally. And T-Boss's, her sexiness and how she was just so cool and just chill.
They all were and really effortless.
Effortless. Like,
crazy, sexy, cool really defines that group. Aesthetically, the sound, their energy, all of it. It's the perfect like embodiment
Combo.
Of it.
It is. Yeah. It's like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
And I feel like that's like me. That's a good combination of how I am. Crazy, sexy, and cool.
Say anthem.
Okay. 2022 anthem.
Period.
Put your damn hands up.
So, our last game. I am going to recite some lyrics. I'm not going to add any extra nothing. Okay. I'm going to say it black.
Okay.
And you have to tell me what's on it.
Okay.
This is hard for me. Sorry, it's hard for me not to sing it. I want to sing it so bad. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off. Won't you stand up and take a bow?
Rihanna, take a bow? Mm-mm. No? Mm-mm. Oh, shit, that's definitely not how that
Travel right down a road and back again.
Travel down a road and back.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And ironically, if you had seen me before, I was wearing something that references this.
Is it a band?
No, but it's a band of women. Kind of.
Spice Girls?
Not who sings it.
What they do?
It's a Golden Girls theme song. Oh. Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah. I do. You know, I know the theme song.
Thank you, you for wanna... being a travel down the road and back again.
So I'm not a Golden Girls watcher.
But you should know the theme song.
I do know the theme song, though.
Okay.
But not by the words. And you just said it so articulate, like it was a book.
That's how it's... That's,
you said
that's
like a monologue.
That's what gets you up.
I'm like,
that's
wait.
That's what gets you caught up, though.
I'm like, my heart in thee. I'm like, but what is that? I'm like, is it a band?
That's
Spice
hilarious.
Girls. Pussy
Spice
Head.
Spice Girls would have been
good. I was going to say Rolling Stones.
Okay, so this one. Okay. Damn. This one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Because everybody dies and not everybody lives. Ah.
Kanye West. Right?
No.
No. Put your hands up if you feel me.
Nope.
Wait, say it again.
Damn, this is one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Because everybody dies and not everybody lives.
Oh, Moment for Life. Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Stop playing. Oh, not Kanye. Drake, we love you.
Okay, final one. For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see,
ooh, I know this
all
one.
The joy you brought to my life.
Celine Dion! I win! Celine Dion!
That was just a fun.
You didn't think I was going to know that one.
Well, I know.
You didn't think I was going to know that one.
Good one.
She didn't think I was going to know that one, y'all. I did.
That's a good one.
It
that
is.
That was a good one.
My grandmother raised me. And
My aunt sung that song at her birthday party.
Oh, that's amazing. See, I try to get ones that I do feel like are within people's wheelhouse.
Yes.
But I just try to be like, okay, let me pick this part.
Incognito about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm
that was really good.
Thank you.
I did a round and I didn't know nothing. But Miles was asking me crazy things. He was giving me like the Beach Boys and,
oh,
and
no, all. No, no.
I was like, I know the song, but why are you giving me the little the second part? Like, I'm like,
nobody knows that part. Like, what? We need the part where we all know.
Or a little something, you know, a little recognizable word, something. But yes. he tripped me up.
Because he wanted you to, he was coming for you.
Oh, my neck.
He was coming for you.
Absolutely.
And I'm normally not good at games.
Really? You did really good.
No, like.
You know, you had some moments, you had to think about some things, forgot some people on the list, but you made up for it.
Period. And then we got in, then we went to AutoZone, made up for some, you know.
AutoZone. That was legendary, the AutoZone.
But tell everybody where they can find you, first mm-hmm. of all. What you have going,
mm-hmm.
where your shows are headed.
Yes.
Give us, you know, where we can look forward to the next Milan Gioni situation.
All right, guys. So you all can find me at I Am Milan Gioni. And that is on Twitter, on Instagram, TikTok, all the platforms, all the things of the things. That's where I am. And also, I am performing all the time, all throughout the city, guys. So you literally can catch me anytime. Just stay up to date on my social medias. And also, too, if you want me in a city near you, you know what I'm saying? It's real easy. All you got to do is book me, MilanGianiBooking.com, and I can be a ray of sunshine in your life because that's what I like to do. I love to help people, spread love, have a little fun, and be fab with my girl Jordan. Thank you.